Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the sixth episode of the Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm Justin. Joining me this week is Jason.
How you doing?
This week we discuss some college football. No Steelers due to recording on Sunday night. We'll briefly touch on Pirates baseball. Discuss racing, the Xfinity, and Sprint divisions, as well as the last week of Germantown Speedway and the final stands as they currently sit. Also discuss some of the pre-qualifying of the World Cup of Hockey. Thank you guys for listening to us. If you're listening through iTunes, please leave a review and let us know how we're doing. If you're listening to us through YouTube, please like, subscribe to the channel, and leave us comments. Also, you can send us a message through Facebook at facebook.com/MasonDixonSportsPodcast. On Twitter at MasonDixonSportsPod, or email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. Before we do start tonight, we are recording on September 11th, so just take a moment to remember all the lives that are lost in those terrorist attacks 15 years ago. You guys can't see, but I'm wearing a shirt for the 343 firefighters, 37 Port Authority police officers, and 23 NYPD officers that were killed responding to that attack. Which I'll bring up, since we're going to discuss football first. I'm all for people's right to protest and do what the fuck they want to do to protest. But on a day that's as symbolic as today is, to see people kneeling during the national anthem disgusts me.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, it's their right. They can kneel, protest, whatever. And if it was any other day of the year, I wouldn't care.
We'll get to freedom of speech later.
But that's enough on that, because if I get going, I'll get going for a while. Moving on, we all have to score the Steelers game, because it's Monday night. They play the Redskins down in Landover, Maryland. It's the first Monday night game, and it'll be at 6:55. I will be there. I don't know exactly where I'm sitting at, so keep an eye out on the TV for my lovely mug.
They're going to let you in. You kind of look like a terrorist.
Shit happens. We'll see. Also, before we record next week, they will play the Bengals at Heinz Field for the home opener. So hopefully next week when we talk, they will be 2-0. They will at least be 1-1 at the very least, because they will definitely win the game tomorrow.
Oh no, this is the Steelers. They like to lose to shitty teams.
On another note, I did see, speaking of the Redskins, their former quarterback got hurt today playing for Cleveland in their loss to the Eagles. He should be back for week 2 against the Ravens, but it's the Ravens. They're another hard-hitting team, so we'll see how long he lasts.
I give it to the third quarter, maybe. Maybe.
We'll skip the high school because it's just depressing. We'll move on to college football on Saturday. Iowa beat Iowa State 42-3. Iowa is currently ranked number 16th. I'm sure that's going to get raised, at least the position. And what was most likely the game of the week, Pitt managed to win against Penn State 42-39 at Heinz Field. I'm honestly surprised it was that close. Much as I like Penn State, they are still rebuilding. I can't wait for the next two games. WVU won against Youngstown State 38-21.
That game should have never been that close.
Well, I gotta remember, Pitt and West Virginia are two of the old Big East schools, and yeah, the Big East wasn't exactly the best division for football.
True, but it still shouldn't have been that close. I mean, Youngstown State's at the bottom ranks of being a Division One team.
Number one ranked Alabama beat Western Kentucky 38-10. Number four Ohio State beat Tulsa 48-3. Number 18 Notre Dame won against Nevada 39-10. And an interesting game to watch. Number 17 Tennessee won against Virginia Tech 45-24. The interesting thing about that was the game was played in the infield at Bristol Motor Speedway. The Virginia Tech jerseys looked like they were tire tread, which was pretty cool. But the thing that really caught my attention on that is before the game when they were singing the national anthem and God Bless America, if you look out in the grandstands for Bristol Motor Speedway, they had big USA and American flag look like waving. And they're all around the stadium. It was pretty awesome. Moving to upsets. Central Michigan beat number 22, Oklahoma State, 30-27, when the controversial ending to the game. The controversy is on the play before the Central Michigan quarterback got a penalty for intentional grounding, which made a play at triple zeros. During the rules, that should have just been in the game. The certain play, Hail Mary caught, the guy was going to the ground, threw it behind him to another receiver who went in for the touchdown, making the final 30-27. Another upset was Arkansas won against number 15th ranked TSU 38-35 in overtime. And Illinois State kicked a last second field goal to beat Northwestern 9-7. Alright, so before we move on to NASCAR, we'll talk about the Pirates real quick. Pirates won the last game of the series against St. Louis and the first game of the series against the Cincinnati Reds. They give Clint Hurdle his 500th win as a Pirate manager. Every other game they played this week was a loss. Including today, that was 8-0. They currently sit 6 games back, and they open up a series with the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday. So, moving on to NASCAR racing. Camping World Truck Series had a bye week this week, before racing the Chicagoland this coming Friday. As of recording, there have still been no penalties handed out for the finish and aftermath of the race at the Canadian Tire Raceway Park. Sorry, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park.
Either way, there should have been something handed down for that.
Yeah, so the only thing so far is Nemechek got a penalty for something being wrong with the car. I can't remember exactly what, but there should be more to it. We'll see. Move on to the Xfinity Series. Race Friday night in Richmond. Kyle Busch won. Second place, Eric Jones. And third place was Brad Keselowski. Wow. That was
bad. Busch dominated that race, too.
He did. They have one more race left. They race this week. And that'll give their final stands for the chase that'll begin at Chicagoland. Sprint Cups race Saturday night. Denny Hamlin won. Kyle Larson came in second. Martin Truex Jr. came in third. It was a rough night for Chase Elliott. Casey Kane.
No.
He needed the win to get in the chase. He was in fifth or sixth when the green-white checkered started. Unfortunately, wasn't able to get any positions, so he will miss out on the chase for the cup. Sorry, chase. Hockey's on the brain. I'm sorry, guys. So the Chase lineup is going to be first place with it'll be Kyle Busch,
Brad Keselowski in second.
We're gonna stop right there. Jason, you can read the Chase lineup.
All
right,
Chase lineups is Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Carl Edwards, Martin Truex Jr., Matt Kenseth, Jimmy Johnson, boo, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Chad Buescher, Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon, and Jamie McMurray. And three rookies make it. That's awesome.
That's nice. Chad Buescher, I'm glad to see make it.
He got his from a win at the Poconos. He won by rain cancellation after halfway. But still nice to see him make it. He was able to keep himself above 30th in points. Because he's on one of them real small one-car teams. Kyle Larson finally got a win. That was nice to see. Chase Elliott and Austin Dillon, they got in because of consistency.
Tony's in. He hasn't been making any friends the last couple weeks, so I don't foresee him making it too far into the chase. He spun out Newman at Richmond after wrecking someone else at Darlington the week prior.
Hey, he's got to make money. He's a car owner now.
Well, I mean, at least his other car is doing good and has a good chance of winning the championship again. I mean, I know Newman used to race for him. The comment about him, about Stewart thinking he's in a sprint car and it's angering and getting the best of him, I think may have went a tad too far.
let's not get into comments going a tad too far, okay?
We'll get there in a minute. On other news, I don't know if you saw the dirt track community lost another driver last night.
Yeah, he got caught up at Eldora. He ran the Super Lates.
Super Lates for them was involved in a bad accident last Saturday at Eldora Raceway in Ohio. And unfortunately, passed away from his injuries.
The worst part is, you know the owner of that track? Smoke himself. The driver's name was Shane Unger. That passed away out at Eldora.
So, from us three idiots at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast, our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family in this sad time. I think there's a lot of wrenches thrown in that right now. So, from one small, I shouldn't say small track, that one's a little bit bigger, to a small track.
That's a half mile.
From one half mile track to another. Last night was the last night at Jennerstown Speedway in Jennerstown, Pennsylvania. You would think, listening to us the last few weeks, we would be a little bit happier about this. However, we will get into more details of this. To start with, we'll give the last week's race results. In the Super Lates, our boy Barry Audi won, Matt Sever in second, and Gary Wiltrout finished third. In the Modifieds, Chris Brink finished first, Tom Golick finished second, and Pete Reck finished third. Street Stocks, Sean Beam won, second to AJ Poljak.
That's
weird. I'm doing better with these, and that was the ones I'm familiar with. And third place went to Anthony Aiello.
Anthony Aiello.
The Chargers, first place was Steven Sheltman. Just to add to that already huge lead he had. Justin Shipley finished second, and Jason Pritz finished third. The Fast Fours.
There needs to be an asterisk on this one.
I mean, the race itself is one thing. So we'll get into this now. The driver that Jason and Adam work with, he was not allowed to race this weekend. So he was. They weren't at the track last night. In the Fast Fours, Steve Settle won. Paul Coffer the third got second, and Andrew Pluta got third. So to start the rants, as we just said, Flegel was barred from racing last week. That in itself, I think was... Oh, sorry. He was barred for due to comments made on Jennerstown Speedway Complex LLC's Facebook the week prior. We discussed this in detail the week before. You know, he did go a little too far. The track's punishment went too far. And this is before, prior to the knowledge we learned last night. Barring him for the track for the week, not needed. They could have, you know, they could have conducted points. Take 50 points off him, puts him in second place, gives for a great finish for the end of the season.
That would have put Coffler up by 4 points before the weekend started.
Coffler would have been up by four, Casey would have been second, and Cindy Sholos would have had a shot. And we have a two-man, one-woman race to the finish, pretty much. Would have been interesting for a week or he had one division settled. You know, put him on probation. Hey, keep yourself in line, or it's going to be more. You know, we'll stay in line, or we'll park you for a week. And then they could have put the probation through halfway of next year, or for the whole of next year. Either way. But to keep the guy that up until Saturday was leading the points and the biggest division, I don't think it was a smart move. And I'm sure you agree with me on this.
I know one thing. The stands were not as full as they usually are on a Saturday night because they knew Casey wasn't running. The man puts on a hell of a show every week for them.
Now, we also... I'll do this now before we get into the points. Last night, they released the points around 1 o'clock in the morning on their website. Like I said, I wasn't at the track, so I don't know if they announced them at the track.
What they normally do is they bring the top three or five up for every division.
Okay. So, this would have been known at the track last night after the races. Casey's name is nowhere on that list for the Fast and Furious Force.
Or even with what the points ended up being, he would have still finished second. He's not even... It's like he wasn't there all year.
Yes, his name's long out. We did send an email to Jennerstown trying to get a statement from them on what exactly the reason it was for his name not being on the points. It was sent out today, so hopefully next week we can touch base on this real quick.
Don't count on it.
That being said, I know you said you haven't talked to Casey, but is he going to want to go back?
I'm not sure. I mean, his entire plan was next year to go back and win the title that was taken from him.
I mean, Jennerstown kind of has the drivers by the balls. It's the only asphalt track open in Western PA. But I'm not entirely sure how hard it would be for those Fast and Furious 4s to be converted to dirt cars.
Basically, you just got to change a little bit in your transmission to make it go a little better on dirt. That's it. And take your window out for a screen.
I mean, Bedford's not that far from Jennerstown. There's other dirt tracks around. And that's a possibility. I want this track to get better. I want it to be like it was when we were kids, that, you know, it was the place to be on Saturday night.
And until about 2 weeks ago, it was still... 2-3 weeks ago, it was still the place to be on Saturday nights again. It was wall-to-wall fans, just like it was when we were kids, looking up... Well, I mean, when we were kids, we were looking at it the other way. But, I mean, you know, almost 100 cars in the pits, then you look up into the stands and it's full. I mean, that's an awesome sight. And then this happens, and...
I guess I'll be the first to admit, I went off last week. Casey acted childish. this week, it's generous on acting childish. I mean, like I said, hopefully I'll have a little bit more details for you guys next week. But as far as I know, Casey didn't know this was going to happen. I think he was led to believe he was going to finish second. But, all right, moving on. We'll move on to the points. I will give you guys the top five for each division. So we will start with the Martellus Pharmacy Late Models. Actually, backtrack. Especially for my YouTube listeners, I am going to be listening off some companies. We are in no way, shape, or form sponsored by any of these people. Would it be awesome if we were? Yes. And we would be the first to let you guys know if we were. But I am listing these things off because they are the sponsors for these divisions.
Would it be easier if I rattled this off? Mr. I'm stammering a lot tonight.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, the Martellus Pharmacy Late Models. First place was Barry Audi. Second was Matt Sever. Third, Gary Wiltrout. Fourth, Jeremiah Koontz. And fifth was Teddy Gabala. Stoystown Auto Wrecker Modifieds. Zane Farrell got first. Chris Brink got second. Tom Golick got third. Joe Ballo got fourth. And Lou Bodai got fifth. J&J Truck Body and Trailer Street Stocks. Wow, I'm just so used to calling it J&J. Sean Beam got first. Andrew Kostelnik got second. Aaron Van Pelt got third. Dustin Gursky got fourth. Anthony Aiello got fifth. And an honorable mention, Jason Holder got sixth. The Farmer Union Co-op Inc. Chargers. Steven Sheltman got first. Scott Mitchell got second. Tanner Friedline got third. Jason Pritz got fourth. And Dale Kimberly got fifth. The Somerset Trust Fast and Furious 4s. This gets an asterisk from me.
Hold on. Before you get there, one position of note for the Chargers. Justin Frampton, the rookie we talked about, the guy with disability, first year of racing, he ended up finishing seventh in that division. Not a bad showing. Congratulations, Justin.
And in talking to him, he got spun around on Saturday by, I believe it was Angie Hill, but it's racing, and he loved every minute of it.
And he didn't damage the car, so that's a plus.
You don't go fast enough to damage the car.
He's been doing better, so.
Yeah, he actually has. He's been getting a lot faster. Confidence has been growing. All right. Now to the asterisk portion of the program here. Somerset Trust, Fast and Furious 4s. Paul Colofalo III got the championship, followed by Cindy Rose, Joe Leposky, Brent Bickerstaff, and Brian Knoll. That gets an asterisk because, of course, Casey was coming in with almost a 50-point lead until they said, oh, you can't come. So we'll let it at that.
That being mentioned, if Casey's points would have standed, he would have finished second. He would have been 7 points behind Koffler and still 10 points ahead of Cindy.
Yeah. For the rookie of the years, I'm guessing it's going to go to Tanner Friedline because he finished the highest out of all rookies in all classes. But with Justin and Jason being right there, couple positions back in points, it's just a toss up.
And I know Justin will be back next year. I know he's definitely got the bug now, so.
Even just running them enduros, I have the bug to want to get back on the track, so I can only imagine how much more fun he's had doing it every week.
So we will move on to some miscellaneous stuff, and in that miscellaneous we'll get to the World Cup of Hockey. But first, I do want to give out the shout out to a person I used to follow a lot in WWE when I followed him. CM Punk had his first UFC fight last night at UFC 203 at Cleveland, Ohio. Definitely didn't go the way he wanted it to. He lasted 2 minutes and 14 seconds into the first round before being submitted. Listen to the speech he gave afterwards. I mean,
you'd think he won.
Not even so much. No, he flat out said he didn't win. But
it was very inspirational.
Yes, it was a very inspirational speech, and he will definitely be back, and I give the guy all the props in the world. Do I expect him to win any matches? No, but I give the guy props. He left something that he was making a shit ton of money doing to go chase after something he loves.
Yeah, but look what he's going home to every night, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that too. I mean, yeah, he got his ass kicked last night. He looked ugly as fuck. But he gets to go home to AJ Lee. Lucky bastard.
All I can say is, wow.
So, moving on to the World Cup of Hockey. The pre-qualifier started this week. As we're recording this, every team has played two of the pre-qualifiers. They all have one more to go. Team Europe, Team North America have played twice against each other. Team Russia, Team Czech have played twice against each other. Team North America took both games. The Czechs and the Russians split. Sweden and Finland played two games against each other. They split. And the one, the must-see TV, pretty much, for this World Cup of Hockey that has actually got me interested. Team USA and Team Canada played games back-to-back nights. Watching these games, you would think it's a Stanley Cup playoffs, not pre-qualifiers.
Yeah, seriously. They were putting it out there, all of it.
Team USA took the first game, mostly thanks to Jonathan Quick. They were definitely outplayed both games on shots. Last night, Canada came to play. They played the pressure on. Oh, go ahead.
Did Quick get hurt, or did they just pull him?
No. So, like I said, it's pre-qualifier. So, Quick played the first game. Sorry, played the first two periods of the game Friday, and Bishop came in relief. Last night, Corey Schneider started the first two periods, which I have to give a shout out to him and his pads. American flag for the leg pads. He played the first two periods, and once again, Ben Bishop came in to relief. For Canada, on the goalie side, Carey Price played the full first game for Team Canada.
Which was nice to see him play a meaningful game, finally. Even though it wasn't really meaningful.
It wasn't meaningful to us, but it sure as hell meaningful to those guys, the way they were playing. He played the first game. Had a little bit of... definitely had a little bit of rust. He was able to kick off. Holtby started yesterday. And... while I'm looking this up, for you guys, I haven't done it yet for today's game between North America and Europe, but I have been trying to give a recap of the games. Oh my god, I'm going to feel so stupid for this. It was Corey Crawford who came in the second half of the game for Team Canada. Crawford made 10 saves on 10 shots faced, so he looked good. Hope he left in two goals. Corey Schneider didn't have the best games. He gave up 4 goals on 24 shots. And Bishop gave up 1 on 14. My opinion on this tournament is definitely done a 180 this weekend. After watching Team USA, Team Canada, I'm actually excited for it. That being said, there have already been some injuries. So it is, as we discussed, it could hurt NHL teams in the regular season.
Yeah, but it'll mend that fence with ESPN, so...
let's not get started on ESPN coverage. Oh, all I gotta say is I hope they step it up for the actual tournament games, because these pre-qualifiers have been lackluster in the game play-by-play department.
All right, not to jump off topic here, but when it comes to announcers, they had an Australian guy doing the announcing for the Xfinity race.
Did they? Huh.
Maybe how hard it is growing up listening to all these rednecks like us talking normal talk. And then you hear an Aussie, and you got to get through that accent just to understand what he's saying. I mean, the man did a great job. Everything was on point, but... and I should be used to it going to all the outlaw races I went to with all the Aussies that run in the Outlaw Series. But... I don't know if they're going for diversity or what there, but...
I honestly didn't catch that while listening to the race on Saturday night. I didn't get a chance to really listen to it until probably about 60 laps to go. I was watching the hockey game.
I was fighting with a 2-year-old and I still managed to hear it.
Well.
And I'm deaf.
It wasn't on, so all I had was it was on a computer screen that had no sound. So I was able to look every so often.
Excuses! Oh, wait, did I say that?
Being said, we have anything else you want to talk about?
Hey, guys, if you ever want a question, ever want us to discuss something, email us. Justin, you got that email form?
Yes, it's going to be MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. MasonDixonSportsPodcast is all one word. Like I said, you can also post a question up on Facebook or send us a message on Facebook. Or on Twitter, if anybody still uses Twitter, @MasonDixSportsPod.
Oh, hey, Tuesday, NHL and NASCAR both come out.
Yes, not to make you feel bad, Jason. I got to play a little bit of NHL already. I cannot wait for Tuesday. I haven't got a chance to play as much as I'd like. But if anybody else has EA access on the Xbox One and wants to play on the EA Sports Hockey League online, the team is made up. It's Mason Dixon Sports. It's open to the public, so anybody can join. And I know starting Tuesday, Adam and Jason will probably be on most nights. I will be on at 3, 4 in the morning if you guys are up. Or on the weekends. NASCAR will... we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm excited for NASCAR. I've been waiting a few years for another NASCAR game to come out.
I think part of that is I'm still...
We're still stuck on the dirt to NASCAR that came out on PlayStation 2.
Oh, no, I got you beat on that. NASCAR Racing 2003 season, computer game made by Papyrus. And the nice thing is, as I was looking, there's still a community for that game. It's been out for 12 years. I think part of the reason for that is it was so easy to mod. People modded the new car packages, the new cars, the tracks updated with the safer barriers. I'll have to... A little off topic for the podcast, but I'll have to send you a video series, Jason, I saw with that game. It's called What If Dale Lived? And it goes from the 500 on, what would change in NASCAR if he was still alive. Pretty interesting.
You want to talk about nostalgic games? Dirt track racing sprint cars by Ratbag.
Oh, all the nights.
All the weekends and long nights wasted playing that game, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I still have it, but it doesn't work on the new PCs. Hint, Ratbag, make a new game.
I know they're still in business. Though, talking about nostalgia, I know you were talking about getting a new Call of Duty. The nice thing with the new Call of Duty is it comes with Modern Warfare 4 remastered.
Nice.
You have to get the, the $80 version.
Yeah, I did. We're good there.
But definitely well worth it to get two games. Once again, I will mention, we are not sponsored by anybody. If you want to sponsor us, by all means, send us an email, let us know. I know we're just getting off the ground. Podcasts are the best quality as we're learning. And do bear with us, they will get better. On the YouTube side, hopefully once we have time to actually meet together, we can put some other content on.
Here's all we need to do. We need to put video up of girls in bikinis the entire time for the YouTube one. Then we'll get some viewers.
I'm not going to go that route. I do apologize. I will not go that route.
It was a good joke.
Oh, it was a good joke. And it would definitely work for some of the population. Even some more that I think of. Down boy.
I'm telling your wife.
I'll tell her later. It's fine. all right. If you guys are interested, some of the stuff I would like to do for the YouTube channel is we have a chance and we can get some ice time somewhere. Unfortunately, Planet Ice is closed now, so we can't do it up there. Go over some of the NHL rules for people that are, just getting into hockey due to the Penguins doing well this past year, or, people don't understand rules, or rule changes, like the stupid trapezoid behind the net.
What, they changed it again?
No, but, some people are going to be confused. They watched it in the 90s when the Penguins were good and haven't watched it since. or are confused what I'm talking about right now. Goddamn Morty Brodor.
You know, they could take that trapezoid out for all I care. I don't think it speeds anything up. Of course, then they take it out, Morty Brodor might come out of retirement again.
I'd be okay with that. Maybe that's why Patrick Waugh quit being coach. He didn't come out of retirement and play. On Hawk related, the Johnstown Tomahawks should be starting. No, they did start this weekend. They started in Wilkes-Barre this weekend. So if you guys have free Friday, Saturday nights, look at the schedule, go down and support the 15, 16, 17 year olds. I went to a game last year. It was definitely a good entertaining time. And something for people in the Johnston area to go do and let Hockeyville USA live on. But that's all the topics I think I can pull out of my ass for this week. Jason, you got anything?
No, we were stretching that one good.
So on that note, you can follow me on Xbox One or Xbox 360 at Boost4608. I'm on Twitter at Boost4608. You may want to follow that. I'm going to attempt, if I don't get killed by the wife, to live tweet from the stadium tomorrow. And I'm also on Instagram at Boost4608.
If you want to follow me, play some Xbox, it's Edzo608. You can follow me on Twitter at TheEdzo608 or Snapchat at JEdzo608.
Alright guys, well, thank you guys for tuning in to us again this week. We will have more, hopefully, exciting, and we'll be more upbeat next week. And hopefully the three of us will be together again. Adam bailed out to try to get some.
Hey, he's got a new old lady. Give him a break. Give him a break. It's all new.
But speaking of Adam, if you guys want to follow him, you can follow him on Twitter at Slovak044.
On Xbox One at EagleHawk44. And I believe his Snapchat is also Slovak044.
So until next week, see you guys out there.
Peace.